This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Taliban could isolate Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, in 30 days and potentially take it over in 90 days, a U.S. defense official told Reuters Wednesday, citing a U.S. intelligence assessment. Taliban fighters have taken control of 8 provincial capitals in 6 days, a pace that has surprised U.S. officials. Taliban forces now control 65% of Afghanistan and have taken or threatened to take 11 provincial capitals, a senior EU official said Tuesday. U.S. intelligence assessments had warned the Afghan government could fall in as little as 6 months. The U.S. official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the new assessment followed the rapid gains the Taliban had been making around Afghanistan. Germany and the Netherlands said Wednesday they've stopped forced repatriations of Afghan migrants because of deteriorating security in Afghanistan as the Taliban pressed on with its rapid advance in the country's north. Germany's Interior Ministry spokesperson wrote on Twitter, quote, "Due to current developments in the security situation, the Interior Minister has decided to suspend deportations to Afghanistan for the time being," end quote. Separately in The Hague, the Dutch State Secretary for Justice and Security announced a moratorium on deportation decisions and departures. Wednesday's move by the Germans and Dutch marked a sharp U-turn from their previous position. Belarus has told the United States to reduce its embassy staff in Minsk and revoked its consent to the appointment of Julie Fischer as the ambassador. This in response to the latest sanctions by Washington, Russia's RIA news agency reported Wednesday. They quoted a Belarus foreign ministry spokesperson saying Minsk wants embassy staff